This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to a bunch of your phone calls here. I'll shut up and we'll go right through the line. Just a quick happy birthday to our guy, Matt Essig, the former producer extraordinaire of this show, who left us a couple of weeks ago because he finally got tired of my rantings and not going to the phones and being late to breaks and all of that stuff. And he got himself a real big boy job.
Let's go.
So happy birthday, Matty Ice. We miss you. But of course, you can check out the wrestling podcast sweeping the nation. It's called Rooster and the Rookie. It's available on a lot of the different podcast platforms.
Some might even say wherever you get your
podcasts. Well, you know, I mean, the problem is it's not on Odyssey. I mean, we got to figure that part out.
We
got to talk to somebody who knows somebody, you know?
It's true.
I mean, my goodness. 301-230-0980. Anyway, happy birthday to Matty Ice. Let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to CJ in Upper Marlboro to kick off hour number two. CJ, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, CJ. Thanks for the buzz.
That's right. I'm glad. Well, you know, obviously there's a reason why I'm not in Ashburn working. I'm sitting in my kitchen eating lunch. I'm asking, do you think, you know, we were a game away from going to the Super Bowl? Do you think we have taking a step forward or like regress in terms of getting some players that really will push us over the top?
Well, I mean, being that they've only brought in one new player from outside the organization, it's hard to say that they, you know, that they've made a significant change. What I would say is Kinlaw for Jonathan Allen, which I think is fair to use that. They saved money. Okay. Although, if you take Jonathan Allen's dead money, $6 million, and Kinlaw's reported average, and again, it won't be his cap. Essentially, it's a wash. But again, that's caponomics. The bottom line is do I think they got a little bit cheaper? Maybe and maybe a little bit younger with Kinlaw. Yes, over Jonathan Allen. Yes. Have they dramatically upgraded the roster? No, because free agency just started 3 hours ago. I will say this though: signing back the guys that they signed, I think, was very important. Now I would like to add Jeremy Chinn back to the fold. Don't know if that's going to happen. I fully expected De'Ami Brown and what's his name. Dante Fowler. I fully expected them to go elsewhere. I was hopeful maybe that Fowler would be appreciated a little bit more. He certainly seems annoyed at the lack of appreciation based on 10.5 sacks. Listen, you know, I can't make that decision. I think are they marginally better? I mean, slightly better. Maybe they're not significantly better right now.
Right. So, you know, again, we moved so much from where we were pre-Jaden. But, I mean, we were a game within the Super Bowl. And I'm just wondering that maybe we might have been too conservative. Maybe we could have swung before the fences a little bit more. Again, I think Myles Garrett would have been given away the farm. But, I mean, he would have made like Lattimore at St. Just the job a whole
listen,
lot
if they go out and get
and
Trey, now, if they go out and get Trey Hendrickson, is that swinging for the fences? Is that, I mean, even though it's going to cost you $35 million a year and draft pick compensation?
Well, I mean, again, there's a reason why I'm sitting in my kitchen having lunch. Yeah. And
you keep tempting us. We're like, we like to eat around here. What are you eating? That's important too.
I had some ribs and leftovers like my Outback.
Ribs for you don't fall asleep by like
here. Wait, three. Wait, you got ribs from Outback Steakhouse, you mean?
Yes, but it was leftover from yesterday. Yes, leftover.
That's
from
okay.
Yesterday.
That's we're not gonna punish the subject here for leftover ribs. First of all, anything from the Outback is great. Number one, number two, yeah. Leftover ribs are awesome. They're a little bit better fresh, but leftover ribs are awesome. Do they have like a? Let me see. This is important. Do they have a sauce on them, or are they a dry rub? Because I've never had the ribs from Outback. Yes.
No. They have a sauce on them, and I put a little kick into it. So I just had to add a little more spice to it.
Attaboy.
But it was very good. My wife is making me eat greens too, so it kind of takes away some of the
she cares
aroma.
She cares about you. She cares about you. My doctor told me I needed to eat more greens last week too. She told me a bunch of other things that I haven't exactly paid attention to. Thank you, CJ. I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. We're just obviously having some fun there. Don't anybody get their panties in a twist. I know there's a lot of news. We can still have a little bit of fun. Let's get to Lap in D.C. Whoa, I hit the wrong line there. Sorry about that. My bad.
You gave me a heart attack.
Let's go to Lap in D.C. there. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up?
Hey, shout out to Matty Ice. Happy birthday, bro.
Yes, sir.
Gonna miss you.
Yes, sir.
I know we got a lot of cap space, but I'm a little disappointed. I thought we was gonna get some more pieces to add on, and like the last caller said, we was one game out the Super Bowl. Unless they're confident in the bunch that we had, and maybe it's some other pieces in the works, and maybe they're going to do in the draft, maybe we can get some good pieces in the draft, but I don't know. And that kid that was with the 49ers, I mean, he was on two really good defenses. I mean, he was with the Jets last year and the Niners, so maybe he can come in and just fit right in and maybe he can help us out too, but we'll see.
Listen, I think he's going to help if he can stay on the field, which has been a problem for him in the past. But I think he can help. I'm not against, Javon Kinlaw. It's just Javon Kinlaw, 3 years, $45 million, I think is too much, rich.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, it's not like it's Myles Garrett or anybody else. So, we definitely overpaid, but – hey, he getting his money. Maybe he gonna prove you wrong, Rooster. Yeah. We'll see. But
dangling that carrot, baby. Go out and get a Pro Bowl. You know, tear it up, because you know what? The guy he's gonna be paired with doesn't tear it up. Quite honestly.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, hopefully we can get another receiver, because I like the Debo signing, but I'm just a little worried if he's going to stay healthy, because he's been injured the last couple of years. I think we need to get another receiver. Definitely possibility of running back. And then on the secondary, man, we need some help in the secondary. We talk about the run game, deep run defense. We need secondary, man, because these high-power offenses, man, we got to be able to stop them. But luckily for us, I mean, we can score with the best of them, but you still want a good defense and make your job a little easier. So
I got you.
We'll see if we can get some more pieces, yeah.
I got you. Thank you, Lappy. Appreciate you. I'll let you run on that. 212, Team 980. We'll keep it going on the phones. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey there, Rooster. Thank you very much. You're talking about dry rub, so I got a pick on you. I'll start with this real funny. Man, leave Bill Buckner alone.
I was just teasing. You're probably the only person in our audience that would know the Bill Buckner reference.
All right. Well, I'll make it quick because of that team. That was a special. Dwight Gooden's was one of the most beautiful pitchers and so dominant. You should think of this is where I'm picking on your negativity. Yeah, because Dwight Gooden, you should mention him. And Kevin Mitchell is one of my favorite players.
Oh, sure.
And he was a minor piece on that Mets team, but it might have shown your true colors in regards to that. But Bill Buckner's been through enough, and plus he was a good player generally, and he shouldn't even have been in there when that error occurred. But that
Billy Buckner was a hell of a hitter, man. He was a hell of a hitter.
Damn right. Damn right. Very good. Thank you. That's better. Anyway, as regard to Kinlaw, I agree. You kind of nailed it perfectly when you said it's not a gross overpay. It is actually kind of equivalent, if nothing else, than what would the assessment or what the situation was with John Allen. And he is bigger, and but I, you know, and he, to the rotation, and we'll see. And Peters knows him, so we'll see. I can't speak too much on that, but it is kind of obvious to me. It's becoming obvious. They've been poking around Miles Garrett. They poked around a little bit on Hendrickson, and they poked around on some of these offensive linemen.
Right.
Which gives
I don't
a
think they're
spot.
Done poking around, by the way.
Right.
I mean, everybody thinks because they haven't agreed to deals outside of Kinlaw in the first 2 hours of free agency, thinks that they're done or that they're not going to do anything.
Right, right.
I mean, that is a gross overreaction.
Right, so it shows where, but it is a slight overpay on paper to Kinlaw, but it's not a gross extravagant overpay, but in my opinion. It shows their focus, where their focus is kind of sort of here in the free agency period.
Yes.
And I also, so we'll see how that goes. I do think, though, that they might, I think they're going to draft a running back later. Well, oh, I heard, this is what I wanted to say, running back. Okay, Chris Rodriguez, I heard some news about him, but
right.
I wasn't quite certain what that was today.
Exclusive rights free agent, they tendered him, which means he'll be back. I mean,
okay,
the
so
only
maybe,
way he wasn't going to be back is if they didn't tender him, and that they did, so he'll be back.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, that sounds interesting because I think they're going to probably draft a running back, not high, but later in the rounds. I think they're going to get a younger running back. I think they're going to get another younger defensive tackle, and they're still fishing for that edge piece, and we'll see what happens. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you. No, I appreciate
you. Show,
and your Natsies with
you,
a nice comeback win. A nice comeback yesterday. They didn't win. They ultimately lost. But they were down 6-0 and they came back, tied it up 6-6 and then lost 7-6. All right. Nats, spring training, by the way, tonight on 106.7 The Fan. Let's get to Little next up here. What up, Little? How are you?
Rooster.
Little?
Last shout out to Mad Max.
Yes, sir.
Last call had it all intact, Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Before I leave the phone, I want to make a wrestling statement to see if you can relate to it before
okay.
I get off the phone.
All right, I'll try.
Man, look, we got bigger. We're saving $1 million. This kid, one thing about this the rate of the pay, you got to go with the four-year. He's a four-year player, man. You got to pay him with the play with the money calling for. A lot of these calls say, well, we overpay. We ain't overpay a damn thing. We saved $1 million. You got to pay this kid what he's due. It's a union contract.
First of all, you don't have to pay him anything that you don't want to pay him. I mean, the market
right,
is what the market is, and the market wasn't even set. They decided to pay him 3 years, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. That's what, I mean, there was no, like, you have to pay him this. They could have.
Okay,
could have said, "Well, we like the player, but we're only comfortable doing a 1 year term or a 2 year term or whatever." They felt comfortable doing it this way.
I think that $15 million a year is an adamant contract for this kid, man. Coming into he's 27 years old, coming into a new scheme. He's 40 pounds heavier than Allen, so he's got to come in with a demeanor. When you're a defensive player, Rooster, first of all, football player coming to a new team, you're trying to show what you got. He ain't coming in here laying back, oh, okay, I was all this last 2-3 years. I'm coming in out to help out. I'm coming to show these So these vets yes. in the team that I can ball too.
Hey, listen.
I can ball right along with them.
Listen, Little, if my comments are being, as usual, kind of misconstrued, I'm not saying he can't help you. I'm not saying he's not
right.
he's not going to be a part of the
team.
Mix. But at $15 million per year, based on what he's done, $30 million of it guaranteed. Now, again, we'll have to see what those guarantees mean, if they're agent guarantees,
okay.
if it's fully guaranteed, whatever. It's just a lot of money. That's it, period.
Okay,
for
well, I look at it as he's trying to prove himself. He got to come in and prove himself, first off the bat. Now, let me say something, I'll get off the phone because I know y'all coming up on the break. All those wrestlers that got around Tony Atlas, man, they don't mean nothing to me, man. All of them that ducked Tony Atlas, man, they need to be ashamed of themselves, man. Because if the Rock got there, on him being a handsome, tall dude, but he ducked Tony Atlas, man. All of them that ducked Tony Atlas are considered in my book. I'm not a wrestling man, a bums. Hey, man, God bless y'all.
All right, Little, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know what ducking Tony Atlas, I'm missing the point. Tony Atlas was The Rock's Rocky Johnson's longtime tag team partner. Maybe I'm missing something here. If anybody knows, please tell me. Because, I mean, I know a lot of things. I don't know everything. 301-230-0980. We'll take a quick timeout. Back with more of your calls and reaction as well. Where else do you want the Commanders to go? They've re-signed. You know, they're specialists. I still want them to bring back Austin Seibert. But, you know, who knows? Or at least competition. They brought back Tressway. They brought back their two top tight ends. I think that's a really smart move. Especially Bates because of blocking. And I think he's a better receiver than he's been used as. I think he'll continue to improve in that area. You know, hopefully get to, 20, 25 catches next year. I thought he was going to have a bigger year last year. I think they tried. But, you know, we could talk about that. Obviously, Ertz back in the fold. Where's Jeremy Chinn? Big market for him. Have not seen him go off the board yet. Lots of competition out there. Lots of potential replacements, though, for Jeremy Chinn if they lose him. And that's the one thing we got to remember, right? You don't want to lose guys that you like, that you know you think balled out, that you think played. But there's so many options out there. So many options out there on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here at Motown Monday, Free Agency Monday, baby. And we've got huge breaking news. Not Commanders related.
You only get the sounder for Commanders related.
So you want me to just give it to him, or
I mean,
you were the first one to see it. You want to take the honors?
I mean, we're playing Chain of Fools for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, I like that. I didn't think of that connection. I'm going to set you up. Mad Max, everybody, nice enough to join us off the Express Jet from Dunedin, Florida, in between starts for the Toronto Blue Jays. By the way, are you going to start against the Nationals in the second series of the year?
Are you going to be in the four and five spot?
You're thinking about it?
That's the target date, yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll ask you about that, you know, probably in the days to come. But Mad Max is here. And he was the first one to see this, and it has been confirmed by all of the reporters. You know why? Because the agent texted literally all of the national reporters all at the same time.
Put them all in one group chat.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has reached an agreement with the Seattle Seahawks for a $110 million contract, including $55 million in guarantees over the next 3 years.
Wait, not with the Commanders?
No.
Oh, man, I was hoping to get Sam Darnold back here as the backup quarterback.
I mean,
or not back here as the backup quarterback.
Finally bring him in. Been our white whale.
Listen, they traded Geno Smith on Friday night. That was, a lot of people were shocked by that. I was more shocked that they were negotiating a long-term contract extension.
I don't know what's going on
with
up
Geno
there.
And then like walked away.
Yeah,
and
Geno was like,
him.
Eh, good.
You know, I mean, it was almost like, well, we're negotiating a long term, you know, like we wanted to keep the player.
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't tell you in any of the reporting that I've read is, you know, were they offering $20 million a year, which still a healthy sum, but for the quarterbacks, you know, for quarterbacks, nothing, right? Or is that what they were negotiating, or were they negotiating a 1 year extension? Yeah, you know, we were negotiating an extension, and then we traded them for a third round pick in an hour. You know? Yeah. And then there was this crazy report that the Raiders, the Seahawks asked for Max Crosby before the Raiders signed him to a long-term deal, an extension, I should say. And the package was Geno Smith and DK Metcalf.
Oh, my.
To the Raiders for Max.
Now, that would have been
interesting.
That would have been earth-shattering.
Right. By the way, just a couple of... So, Sam Darnold, three-year finalizing, worth nearly $100 million, what have you.
Bad day to be a howler.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine Sam Howell was thinking, man, do I have it made? I'm going to be Jackson Smith and jigbang myself to death. I can't imagine that Sam Howell was thinking over the weekend when Geno was traded that I'm going to be the starting quarterback here, but maybe he was. I don't know.
Hey, open competition.
More importantly, I shouldn't say more importantly. So we did have a change earlier this hour. We said Milton Williams to the Panthers.
Yes, I was
that
wrong.
That was the initial. It was the initial report. Again, always remember that guys can change their minds. Practice squad, you know, when we get that time of year at the end of August, early September. Mm. Same with free agency, because these deals are not official until Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the minimum, and usually after that as well, because it takes time to do all the physicals and processing and all that. So Milton Williams is not going to the Carolina Panthers.
No.
He is instead going to the New England Patriots.
And he is getting $26 million a year. Now, does that make you feel better about the Kinlaw signing?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Milton Williams is a better player.
For obviously. Sure. That's why he's getting more money.
But, you know, $26 million a year is quite the hefty tag for a rotational defensive tackle.
Quite a bit.
Now, they need help because they just traded, I don't know how to say the kid's name. He's got a very Louisiana last name last night to New Orleans. That was a defensive tackle. And Christian Barmore, who was there, who was a stud for them, missed a lot of last year with blood clot issues. So they needed help big time on the interior of their defensive line. So naturally, again, bad team tax, one. Mike Vrabel, defensive-minded. You know, I've got to win, and I've got to surround Drake May with protection and a good defense so that he doesn't have to light up the scoreboard and score 28 points a game. So Mike Vrabel's been very aggressive. They signed Harold Landry, who we talked about a lot last week and actually over the last 2 weeks. They signed Harold Landry yesterday. I think it was a three-year deal. So edge rushing help. Now Milton Williams. So that fortifies their interior. We talked about Carlton Davis, so that gives them a top corner, even though I don't view Carlton Davis as top corner, but, yeah, good corner. But clearly they've added three starters, the Patriots have, on that defense in the last couple of days. So, and they know, I mean, obviously to go head-to-head with Josh Allen and the Bills or to have a chance, they're going to have to be able to stop somebody. And that's been the problem for New England, too, is – you know, their offensive line has been in shambles. Their quarterback play was obviously inconsistent, got a little bit better, obviously, when they went to Drake May, but not good enough. But their defense hasn't been good. I mean, in Belichick's last couple of years, defense was okay. It was fine. It was not a difference-making defense. So now, after a year of Gerard Mayo, they go... Imagine, this is the Grant Paulson special, going from Bill Belichick defense. How could you hire a defensive-minded head coach to Jared Mayo, a defensive-minded head coach, to Mike Vrabel? And that's the sound of me throwing up all over myself if I'm Grant Paulson. Anyway... 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's do a trending alert and then right back for your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. All right, let's rock and roll on the phones. We'll get more into you and had a nice little round there, but then got a little sidetracked with all the Sam Darnold news. So let's get back to it at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I haven't seen anything else new from the Commanders, rumors, reports, what have you. Darius Slay is heading to the Steelers, according to Jordan Schultz, from the Eagles. So he goes across the Keystone State. Jaguars signing safety. Is it Eric Murray? Yeah, I think Eric Murray there is a safety, if I'm not mistaken. From the Texans. So there you have that. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. What up, Double A? How are you?
I'm good, and I just want to say that I don't think things have really gone their way to start free agency. I think a lot of guys like Mac and Stanley weren't there, and maybe their plans have changed now. I don't think anybody should ever really talk again about the salary cap going up, because as soon as it goes up, it just floods another position with money to make outrageous numbers, like the defensive end position or maybe even the D-tackle position. I mean, Chris, look at the contract Morgan Moses got. It's only, you know, guaranteed money to me. It's $11 million, and then our guy, what's the Kinlaw, got $30 million guaranteed. So that's all I really care about. But still, Morgan Moses wasn't on a good team last year, probably didn't play very well, but still got a three-year deal with up to $34.5 million guaranteed. Yep. So, I mean, I just think that maybe their plans changed more than anything. And the other thing I'll say is they got a lot of holes to fill.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because not only were they in on Khalil Mack, but just taking you back just a step further, apparently they were in on Ronnie Stanley too, which I didn't love the idea of going hard and heavy for Ronnie Stanley, but what do I know? But your point overall is an astute one that, you know, look, they obviously they know they're not going to get everybody that they target, so they have backup plans, and they rank players internally and so on and so forth. But just because you do that doesn't mean you immediately have all the answers when guys surprisingly jump off the board.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, Justin Fields just got signed by the Jets.
Yep,
I mean, and I think what he got was too much. So you know, lots of holes to fill. That's the biggest thing. It's a lot of holes to fill. They got, you know, cap space, but I think they're overall the synopsis for me is their plans have changed. They didn't get to probably bid on some guys they wanted.
That's fair. I mean, you know, Khalil Mack probably the number one thing. So, you know, But Ronnie Stanley, again, they were in on. If you think about it, of course they were interested in Myles Garrett. Who wasn't? There are so many other different moving pieces here of guys that they could have been in on and interested in, that have re-signed or whatever over the last couple of days. So, here's the good news. Just because, again, players agree to deals today doesn't mean that you can't ultimately say, oh, hey, I wasn't expecting that guy to go so fast. Let me see. Okay, let me call the agent. Oh, you got a three-year, $16 million deal for your guy. Great, congratulations. What if we give you 3 years and $18 million? Oh, yeah, you know, that sounds great. Like, can you, you know, so again, right, just because reportedly guys have reached deals doesn't mean, A, it's official, and to your point, again, they are probably just, okay, that domino went maybe a little bit earlier than we expected or thought, here's our backup option, here's our backup plan. So to your point, I think it's very astute. As always, I appreciate you, Double A.
You got it.
Take care. Let's go to Dale in Hyattsville. Next up, Dale, thanks for waiting. How are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Not better than Justin Fields. 2 years, $40 million with the Jets. My goodness. I mean, this league will pay for everybody that sucks.
Anybody, yes. But here's the thing. On Sunday, Cleveland and Myles Garrett decide to sign back up for 6 years for $240 million, $125 million guaranteed. Myles Garrett set this market. Now, here's the one problem. Well, it's a couple of problems. Number one, you're not going to get anybody that's going to be signing for $40 million a year. They said that was the highest contract that any offensive line or defensive line ever had. So you're going to get maybe 1% or 2% of them maybe going to get like $30 million. And you get the guys like what you were saying, like Malone, get $26 million. Everybody else is going to be $15 to $20 million. But here's the thing. Kent, I say the same thing with you that I've been hearing from you and all these other calls about. I don't know. Because, number one, he has an injury history. Number two, he's not been playing expired like a first rounder. And, I don't have no problem if he played, he was an upgrade with Jonathan Allen. I have no problem if he's a younger version and doing the same thing. But this is kind of tricky, and I think it's going to blow up in their faces. Sometimes it's going to have to do – they're going to have to do the same thing they do with these quarterbacks. They're going to have to do a little bit more digging into these defensive backs, defensive tackles and offensive tackles and offensive line, defensive line, to get the value. And if he was that great of a player, if he was that much of an upgrade, then – you would have saw it when he was with the 49ers with Bosa as a pass rusher. But then you see this. So my thing is that I don't particularly agree with it. I don't like it. I think this is going to blow up in their faces. And I think that it's kind of hasty to sign someone with that type of profile to $15-16 million. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it, Dale. It's a good perspective, and I understand. Again, guys slot in all over the place. I mean, again, like it's hard to gauge every. Like you target a guy, you like a guy, you know the guy, and you say, okay, what are you looking for? All right, we feel comfortable with that. We've got this space, whatever. It doesn't necessarily matter. Sometimes, oh well, we were the only team to pay. You know, or to want to pay, say, $15 million again on average, and we don't know the exact cap breakdown. So, I mean, again, you identify a guy that you like, you identify a need, you identify a guy that you know practices hard, that shows up, that isn't a pain in the ass, all that stuff. Maybe he's not what we were expecting. So, you know, you hope that you can bring him to roost in a different environment. Maybe Dan Quinn and Joe Witt can get to him differently than say Kyle Shanahan did, and the revolving door at defensive coordinator in San Francisco. Dale, appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. All right, here he is. Let's get to Paulie real quickly here before we take a timeout. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
How you going to get to me quickly, man? Hell to the W. Because, you know, I got a lot to say.
Well, you know.
You know what I mean? First of all, yeah, well, you know, that's why you did it. Anyways, you waste my time. Anyways. Listen, if you look at, first of all, hey, I bet you a six-pack that Geno Smith have a better year than Sam Darnold next year, man. Thank you, Seattle, for sabotaging your own team. Thank you very much. Darnold makes nobody better. The players make him better.
Oh, I don't disagree with you on that. I would agree with you, but I would also say, you know, Geno Smith's just kind of like, I don't know, placeholder is strong?
No. Geno Smith is a good quarterback. And I heard one the last caller bagging on Justin Fields. Geno Smith was the lowest paid veteran starting quarterback at 25 a year. And the Jets got Justin Fields for 2 years for 20 as a starter. That's a good deal for a quarterback. So Javon Greenlaw at 15, if you look at the salaries, he's slotted right where he should be at. At 15, and this is not, and he's talking about, well, he should have played better because he was with Bosa. What are you talking about, man? That's the problem. Anybody think that, you know? No, the last caller did. What I'm saying is a lot. You do this a lot too with Payne, and you did it with Payne and Allen. You got to stop looking at these guys' sack numbers and thinking they're not dominant players. First of all, if you get sacked out of defensive tackle, it's a cherry on top.
Paulie,
let me finish.
Hang on a second. No. Because I just want to, before I forget, you don't actually think that I just look at sack numbers, right?
Again, man, you're wasting my time. Let me finish what I'm saying.
It's my show.
It's his show.
What I'm saying is,
Paulie, if I hit a button, you're gone.
He's making too much money because he's not. Stop looking at these sack numbers. Defensive tackles.
Do we have to get the gong out again?
He's supposed to get sacked. All right, two. Javon, like I said, Javon Greenlaw. He's whatever his name is.
It's
right
Kinlaw. It's Kinlaw. Okay. You got the wrong
player. He's right where he's supposed to be.
How do you determine that? Right? What are you using to determine
I'm looking at the salaries.
What salaries? Salaries?
And I'm looking at the play, I'm looking at the defensive tackle, interior lineman salaries.
You think he's better than Cam Hayward? No.
Who's above him and who's below him? Cam Hayward's making 14.7. You're talking about $300,000. That's in the same age or pay range. All right. Let me finish what I was saying, man. All right. It ain't just about Greenlaw.
Kinlaw. Get it right.
Anyways, man. Kinlaw,
I mean, you're too busy doing the Paulie show that nobody cares about.
Because I weren't Greenlaw. No, nobody cares about this show. And you're laughing and throwing up on yourself.
Hit the gong.
Anyway.
Hit the gong. Enough! He can't even get the player that he's pissed off about right. That is a terrible job out of you, Paulie.
Be better.
I mean, Vita Vea, who's arguably the best nose tackle in the game, who is 30, okay, makes, just if we're using averages, right, Vita Vea is a 17.75 per year player. That is higher than Kinlaw. And he's 2 years older. Vita Vea is 10 times the player that Kinlaw is. Period. Zach Allen is better than Kinlaw. Cam Hayward, even though he's 36, better than Hayward. All the guys that Paulie's using to, you know, again, chart, because I'm looking at the same damn chart he is. They're all better. All right, back to your calls. Try not to piss me off. I remember who showed this. You give me my time. There is no my time. It's the show. We do the show.
Gift on this show.
Max, he gets time. AMAC, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he gets time.
We get paid to be here.
We're professionals. Unlike people that host shows on this station at 2:30 in the morning, like Paulie on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Alrighty, right back at you before 3 o'clock here. End of hour number two. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jonesy. What up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. How you doing, man?
What's shaking, baby?
I was just in stitches, man, with the banter back and forth with you and Paul, man.
Y'all here's the thing. You know I'm a pretty fair guy, right? I know sometimes I annoy you know the canines. Sometimes I annoy my co-hosts. Sometimes I drive you crazy. Whatever. I'm a pretty fair guy and I'm a pretty nice guy and I allow everybody a chance to talk. But you know, like at some point, it is like the show that I'm hired to like run, and I got to take control and take command, you know? It's just like the commanders take command. I got to put my left hand up and take command, you know?
Especially when you add two gongs to the mix, man.
Yeah. I would have added a third.
Yeah, exactly.
It was what it was.
Yeah, gongamania.
Anyway, I hope we do have more coming with the Kinlaw thing, and hopefully they know something about Kinlaw better than what we know. I mean, they proved me wrong with Zach Ertz last year. Maybe they'll prove me wrong with the dude Kinlaw this year. So I'm cool with that. And I'm trusting what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? The old Ron Rivera regime is gone. So I'm trusting Adam Peters, and I'm trusting them to get this thing to get together and take it a little further than what we did last year. That's that. But you know what, Rooster? I want to touch on something else. A little earlier you said something about The Rock and Tony Atlas. You know, it was two different eras, right? When The Rock came into the WWE, then the WWL,
right?
Tony Atlas was already retired.
Yeah, you know which what is saying? What I didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand the connection other than the obvious, which is Rocky Johnson was Rock's dad, who was Tony Atlas's tag team partner forever.
Exactly. And The Rock originally came in as Rocky Maivia.
Maivia, which,
his granddad's last name, his father's first name, Rocky. Okay?
Yep.
Then he converted over because it was a Nation of Domination. Ron Simmons took him under his wing. That's how we get to know The Rock. And he brought The Rock along because in the beginning, he sucked. So Ron Simmons took him in. Brought him along, And then, hey, he flourished, he spread his wings, and he got out from under Nation of Domination, and he became the Rock and the guy we know of today. That's some history.
There you go.
For you,
I appreciate
you up today.
Thank you, Jonesy.
That's right, 'cause see, we're tag team partners, buddy.
I appreciate you, brother.
Tagged out.
All right, sounds good. There you go. I was watching. I was watching something, was it on Raw last week or maybe SmackDown or somewhere? I forget where, but or maybe it came up on my social media. The Rock seeing a framed photograph of Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson, his dad, at WWE headquarters that he hadn't seen before, and it moved him very much so. Let me just quickly get this out. I knew this was going to happen. Dwayne emails, tweets, whatever. Last year, I heard Ertz was a mistake. Eckler is washed. Chin is injury prone. Why are these fans with absolutely no knowledge of contracts, player injuries, and football tape ready to bash the one GM who over-delivered in the last free agency and draft? Shake my head. I'll answer that next on the other side of 3 o'clock on the T980. Sorry, a little premature radiolation. Right there on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.